Handcrafted Spirits Radio Show on TSN 1410. Presented by Sid's Handcrafted Vodka presents The Good Life with Cassandra Anderton.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Find out what's going on in the world of food, wine, and spirits around Vancouver and meet the pros behind the bars and behind some of the city's most popular dining spots. It's The Good Life.
It is indeed The Good Life. Cassandra Anderton joins us for episode number 2 of Handcrafted Spirits, presented by Sid's Vodka on TSN 1410. Now, Cassandra, for our debut episode, you took us to the Mission in Kits. Really cool concept. Sid's Vodka played well into a really nice drink that involved
BC blueberries and BC raspberries. So now it's time to head downtown.
And we are downtown at Timber, which is a really cool spot. I've been digging this place for a while. Chef Chris Whitaker, who is no stranger to food in Vancouver, of course, known primarily for forage and timber. Chris has been around how long now?
In Vancouver for, I guess, 16 years now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Really?
Yeah. Long time.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah. Well, it didn't seem that long to me. But, Cassandra, this is obviously a place where you wanted to focus on episode number 2. So what exactly are we going to try today?
I really love the fact that everything is Canadian food here. And while you'd think they'd just go for beer or maybe some wine, there's an excellent program with our friend Margot, and she's doing some cocktails that are really impressive, and not just a Caesar, a little bit more than a Caesar.
As Margot is prepping a cocktail for us, Chef, I want to ask you, you're a well-known food guy locally. Now, did you decide to pair a menu with a great craft beer program, or did you kind of try to find a great craft beer program and then pair a menu to that?
I mean, any way you look at it, food and beer will go together. Same with cocktails. But the primary focus was to just, you know, elevate sort of pub food that's traditionally good with cocktails and beer anyway. So we just wanted to take what usually pubs do, like rip open boxes and chuck it in the fryer and start from the ground up and build our products from the ground up. So that's sort of where we went. And as much time as we spend on the food, we wanted our beverage suppliers to be recognized as well.
Okay, now, speaking of food, you've got three great dishes in front of us. And I'm going to guess, because it is good pub fare, these are probably three of your most popular items. I know this one here, the mac and cheese, is amazing.
Yeah, the mac and cheese is good. Yeah, the all-local cheese, definitely. If you come in, add some of our nice, beautiful smoked beef brisket on there. We've got the cheese curds as well. So the play on that was, you know, generally you would find mozza sticks in a crappy pub. This was like, take a great product already that Canada's known for and make it worse for you by deep frying it. And then we've got our smoked meat sandwich. So my chef de cuisine, Joseph, is from Quebec, so he really wanted a smoked meat sandwich, so we worked on the recipe, and we've got our big smoker out there, and we brine and smoke our meat all ourselves in-house. And
I guess if you've got a guy from Quebec in your kitchen, you've got to have smoked meat, you've got to have cheese curds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Yeah, the mainstays. Yeah.
Okay, Cassandra, you've been coming here for quite a while. What is your take on a place like this? Because this is, again, you know, Chef calls it a pub, but, you know, you look at it, it's a good-looking pub.
It's way upscale from a pub, but the prices are pub prices, and the happy hour is wonderful to come to. You can get all sorts of different things. It's just relaxing right in the downtown here, and they've got a little patio out the back. I've heard they do s'mores out there even.
We do, yeah. We got a little fire pit, and every once in a while, if you book the long table, you can take part.
Okay, now, what are we trying here? Because this looks Caesar-ish to me. What is it, Cassandra? Or Margot, you tell us.
So we have a Caesar menu here at Timber, and the Smokehouse is one of our more popular ones. We get to use some great products from the kitchen, like the IPA mustard that's made in-house. We do a smoked seawater, a chicharron, and a little pepperoni on top, and we always use Walter Caesar mix.
Okay, that looks really good. Is it?
I'm having a sip, and I get that mustard right away. The Walter Caesar mix is beyond any mix that I've had, all natural. Vine ripened tomatoes, clam juice from the Atlantic, and you can definitely taste a little bit of alcohol, a little bit of spice, and I love the addition of the chicharron, the little pork crackling on the top.
My favorite is the Smokehouse. You know, you get that, it's like the mustard adds a great flavor, but it's also textural, kind of like caviar. I love it, yeah.
Now, Chef, I was talking to you earlier, and I was noticing that you've even got such traditional pub grub It's pickled eggs and pepperoni sticks at the bar.
Yeah, I wanted to be a little bit cheeky with it and you know, sort of elevate those two, but I don't know. It's just, as a chef, when you're off late night, this is sort of what you want to eat. I've done it since I've been 19, and I've been able to go to the bars. Well, maybe a little bit before that, but who's counting? And, yeah, it's one of those throwbacks to my memories of dives and that sort of thing, but making an elevated experience. Yeah.
This is The Good Life on TSN 1410. Chef Chris Whitaker from Timber on Robson Street is our focus on this one. Now, I do want to ask you, because, again, in my other life, I host a craft beer radio show, and you've got a really cool beer program. What is your focus when you decide to bring in a beer? Does it have to pass the chef test, or does it have to pass the customers are requesting it, or what do you look for in beers?
Well, we want a balanced beer list, right? We also want some approachable beers, some sessionable beers. That was a big one for me. Just because we are an environment where people want to hang out for quite a while. But we also want to, you know, represent BC as well and Vancouver really well as well. So we've got some really great breweries like Doan's, Townsite, you know, Phillips, Bomber, and Steel and Oak.
Okay, now I see cocktail number two. Margo, maybe you can tell us, what is cocktail number two here?
So cocktail number two is the Corduroy Road. We're not all about Caesars here. We have whiskey, too. And this is actually an unaged rye spirit from Odd Society. And we do a little egg white, lemon, honey, shake it all up, and then float a little Pinot Noir on top.
Now, I've been busy recording this segment, Cassandra, so tell me, what is it like?
It's lucky I'm here to sip these things.
Someone's got
to
do
it. You're great at talking. I'm great at sipping. It's a really nicely balanced drink. You get a little bit of the wine on the entry. There's lots of sort of a lemon citrus in here. The unaged whiskey is a little bit like a moonshine, so it's definitely, there's a kick in there. I would love to just sip on this very slowly pre-dinner.
And these are cocktails that are both available on the menu, is that right, Chef?
Oh, for sure they are, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you've got great pub grub in an upscale-looking pub on one of the coolest corners in all of downtown Vancouver. We're at the corner of Robson and Jervis, and I've got a personal history because I used to literally live right across in that building. So this has always been kind of a spot for me. Thank you so much, Chef.
Oh, thank you. Thank
cheers.
You.
And cheers. Thank you, Cassandra.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Handcrafted Spirits Radio Show on TSN 1410.